I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Christianity, a polarizing word in today's society. For some, a feeling of awe and reverence. For others, intense anger and hatred. For some, a God to be worshipped. For others, an opportunity to capitalize on. The Apostle Paul was no stranger to these types of intense emotions about his faith, and he was no stranger to the real and the phony. Acts 19:1-20 starts with Paul arriving at Ephesus and finding some disciples of John the Baptist. He asked them if they had received the Holy Spirit, and they replied that they had never even heard of a Holy Spirit. They explained that they had been baptized by John, but never in the name of Jesus. When Paul explained to them that John spoke about Jesus, the one coming after him, they were baptized in Jesus' name and received the Holy Spirit. These men, about 12 in all, had received part of the truth from John, but hadn't heard the end of the story, salvation through Jesus. That being said, they were fertile soil for the truth of the gospel and eagerly received the truth of the gospel when Paul explained it to them. Another type of person encountered by Paul in the area were the seven sons of Sceva, a famous Jewish chief priest. They were trying to use the name of Jesus without believing in him to drive out demons. They saw the miracles Paul was doing, curing illnesses and driving out evil spirits, and they wanted a piece of the action. Acts 19:15-16 states, "One day an evil spirit answered them, 'Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know about, but who are you?' Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding." This is an example of what can happen when you try to play the Christian but don't believe. I think of many self-help books out there that want to dabble in the principles of Christianity for personal, often business gain, yet reject the message of salvation. Maybe you're coming to church for a social club but don't really care about true salvation. Be careful. As seen with Sceva's sons, Christ and his gospel are not to be taken lightly. After words of the beating Sceva's sons received from the demon-possessed man, many in the area were seized with fear, and Jesus' name was held in high honor. Acts 19:19-20 states, "A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power." Note here that God used a demon-possessed man to expose a group of phonies, and this caused many prior phonies to truly repent. The kingdom of God will prevail, no matter what, and the gates of hell shall not stand against it. Do you ever feel that you're surrounded by people who aren't in it for the right reasons? Don't worry. God will deal with them in his own time. Just focus on your relationship with Jesus and let God deal with them. That doesn't mean we shouldn't stand up for the truth if accosted, but we shouldn't be looking for confrontation either. In the end, like the seven sons of Sceva, the lie will be exposed. We should be looking for the fertile soil like the 12 disciples of John. Lord, may your kingdom spread according to your will, and lead us to where we can be useful for you. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.